I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. Yesterday was a day for remembrance. Honorary Colonel Arthur Schwerin was one of a few veterans on hand at the Memorial Park on Station Street. Veterans to remember the Battle of Vimy Ridge and the victory in Europe.
It was a great, great day. And the weather held off, too. That was wonderful, too.
Belleville Veterans Council Chairman Murray Hope believes that there are visible reasons to the small crowd, but was happy with the turnout.
November the 11th is a big day, and that I expect to have a huge the park filled for that day. But today I'm quite pleased that we had the turnout we did.
Over 3,500 Canadian soldiers died at the Battle of Vimy Ridge. Colonel Dave Cochran is leaving his post as commander of 8 Wing CFB Trenton. He has been selected to proceed on the advanced training list and attend the Defense and Strategic Studies course at the Australian Defense College in Canberra next year. It's the Australian equivalent of Canada's National Security Program given at Toronto's Canadian Forces College. But before he leaves, Colonel Cochran has a message for those around him.
I want to thank all the base personnel and the community for their tremendous support and strong bond that they continue to grow.
Colonel Cochran will attend this course as part of an exchange program. He will be replaced by Colonel Sean Friday, currently serving as Deputy Chief of Staff, Plans at Canada Command in Ottawa. Get in the car, close the door, put on the seatbelt. Don't forget to put on the seatbelt. The Quinte West OPP are going on a seatbelt blitz during the month of April. In March, they found 38 people who had to learn the seatbelt lesson the hard way. In April, they'll be doing traffic initiatives to make sure everyone is buckled up. They have named April Seatbelt Month. This was supposed to be a quiet day on the campaign trail, but the leaders concentrating on preparing for tomorrow's night debate. But NDP leader Jack Layton called a news conference to demand a public inquiry into the controversial leak of an upcoming Auditor General's report. Layton, Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff, and Bloc Québécois leader Gilles Duceppe are all urging the government to release the report on G8 spending. Poor ice conditions and a shrinking market are behind a slow start to the annual sea hunt off northern Newfoundland. The Canadian Director of Humane Society International spotted just 4 boats heading to the floes of St. Anthony this morning. Rebecca Aldworth says the Fisheries Department indicated 27 boats would be heading out, a far cry from the hundreds involved when pelt prices peaked at over $100 in 2006. The Ontario College of Teachers is telling teachers not to friend students on Facebook or follow them on Twitter. The regulatory body issued a professional advisory today on the issue of social media to its 230,000 members and told them to maintain professional boundaries. Teachers are advised to decline student-initiated friend requests and not to issue friend requests to students. The Teachers College Registrar Michael Salvatore says e-communication and social media can offer exciting teaching experiences, but there are serious risks of misunderstandings or abuse. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Matt Kerr with sports.
It's the NHL's version of the calm before the storm. The Vancouver Canucks and Montreal Canadiens are gearing up for the playoffs, while in Toronto, Edmonton, and Calgary, players are leaning out of their lockers today. The Canucks host Chicago in their series opener Wednesday, while the Habs begin the first round in Boston on Thursday. The league has announced 4 games next season in Berlin, Stockholm, and Helsinki. It marks the 5th straight season the NHL will play regular season contests in Europe. The Anaheim Ducks and Buffalo Sabres face off October 7th at Hartwell Arena in Helsinki, while the New York Rangers and Los Angeles Kings meet at Ericsson Globe Arena in Stockholm. The Sabres and Kings square off the following day at the O2 World Arena in Berlin, with the Rangers and Ducks meeting in Stockholm. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors are in Milwaukee tonight to play the Bucks in their penultimate game of a season to forget. It's the second night of a back-to-back for Toronto, who are coming off a victory over New Jersey last night. The game is one of 11 on a busy night in the NBA. They're partying in South Africa and talking about a meltdown in Northern Ireland. South African Charles Schwartzel won the Masters yesterday, finishing with 4 straight birdies for a 2-shot victory over Australians Adam Scott and Jason Day. Olympic gold medalist Carl Lewis is planning to run for the New Jersey Senate. A state Democratic Party official says the former track star will announce his candidacy today. The 49-year-old Lewis is running for a seat currently held by a Republican. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91X Weather.
Today, a few showers ending this afternoon with a few clouds, a high of 20. Tonight, cloudy, 30% chance of showers this evening and after midnight, a low of +4. Tomorrow, clearing in the morning, a high of 12. Wednesday, sunny, a low of plus 5 and a high of 14. It's 20 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Matt Kerr. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.